We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi b'Menachem Yishem Yicham Yaakov b'Pinchas Doliyo and Kalin Perichav Dalad Mishnah Zayin Shalosh Pinkasayos Hein. There are three. What's a Pinkas? A Pinkas Chenvani al Pinkaso. You have that in Masech Hashuos in the seventh parak. The shopkeeper keeps an account on his Pinkas, his notebook, his account book. So there are three of these Pinkasayos. Ha-epiforin. That's the first one. So the epiforin. So Raturah says, Luach shemanichem alav avak shel afar. This is a tablet, a writing tablet, where you put sand, dust on it, v'kostin cheshbonos, and you write the account, like the shopkeeper would write his account. V'gadol hu v'chazal yishiv is very large, and you could actually sit on it. So although this is used for writing, you're writing in the sand, people would sit on it. And you'll say, well, obviously you can't sit on it when you're writing, so wouldn't we say, Amod v'nasa melachtenu? This shouldn't be have tumas medrash. The answer is, you're not always writing. You're writing, someone comes to the store, you may write something again, and then in between, you're going to sit on it. So it's not going to interfere with its primary function in the sense that you have so much time where you're not using it for that primary purpose. So therefore, that is Tumea medrash. It's very large, it's royally yeshiva, people sit down on it, and therefore, it's mekabel tumas. This is the middle category. What about the Pinkas? The writing tablet has a base kibble. It means it's a receptacle which has wax, and they use a stylus in order to write in there. So since there's a base kibble as a receptacle, that's tamei base. It's made out of wood. It has this inside to it where you put the wax. So therefore, that has the second level of tumas maga. Vachalaka, but if it's completely flat, Bar Tanura says she'ein ba shava. There's no wax inside because there is no inside. The coast vanala bidio. You write with ink on top of it. It's a flat surface. Veila base kibble. So therefore, that is tahora miklo. Perech of Dala Mishnah Ches Shalosh Mito saying there are three categories of beds. Ha'asuya l'shchiva tmeya midras. Obviously the one that's made for lying down upon. So that's tmeya tmeya midras. Shel zagogim tmeya tmeya mace. A zagog is a glass maker. So this was a platform. It looked like a bed, but they would just use it to put on to show their products to sell. So that's susceptible to tumas mace and tumas davela, tumas sheretz, etc. Because it has a rim. So it's made. It has a container. It has a receptacle, but people would not sit on it. It has people hold this glass on there. So if that's what it's used for, no one's going to let you sit on that. So obviously it's not tamei tumas medras. V'shel saragim, which is a bed which is a bed frame that's used to weave nets. Sarag, lisareg means to weave. So a net maker's bed. So this is tahor miklum. That is not susceptible to tum at all. It's wood. It's flat. And it's not like a table where it's serving a person or a person's caleb, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma at all. Just to review the last four Mishnayos, based on the Aruch HaShulchan's comments, what are the chidushim to all of them? So going back to the tarbusim from the previous shir, the tarbus were the leather trunks. So what is we had one that was used for Hakazastan for the blood letters, that was mekabel tumas medras. It was large enough, people could sit upon. People could lean upon it. So what is the chiddush? So he makes the following comment. He says, what happened to what's the last category? That's not mekabel tumah at all. That was the leather trunk of zeisim that was used to squeeze the olives, whether the olives, you put olives on top of it just to store them there to soften, or you actually squeeze the olives on that. Because of harambam, if you she'edam v'sham she'adam, that doesn't serve a person, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah at all. The harayavid kasav, the rayavid says, why is this not mekabel tumah, the leather trunk tarbus of zeisim? It's only made for the purpose of avoiding your fingers from getting dirty with oil. Bezehu hachidush, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is the last category, is the tarbus for zeisim that I would not have known. I would not have known this. The gam, but another thing as well. Maybe I would not have known that the blood letters leather trunk, which is fit for sitting, one would have thought maybe the blood letter is makpid, that he shouldn't or no one else should sit on it because he puts his tools inside. So the chiddush is that they're not makpid on that. And therefore, it's Rory Leishiv, it's Mekabel Tumas Medras, that's the Chiddush as well. What about the base, all the bases that we spoke about, the stools, the base to the bed, the base to something else? So He says, guess what? Regarding all of these, uvazeh ein tzarech levaer hachidush. You don't have to explain the novelty of that Mishnah. De'etzem ha'dvarim chidush. This itself is a chiddush. Va'anachnu lo yadanu mahim. We didn't know what these bases were, these stools were. We didn't have this in the first 23 prakim of this Masechta. What about the Pinkus that we had in Arushir? So we spoke about the different writing tablets. So he says the following. V'haribusa b'medrus. The chiddush is the first case. What was that? That was the writing tablet called the Epiphorid. That's where we said it had a receptacle. It had sand on it. Luach shemanichim olav avak shel afar v'kosin bo cheshbonos. You write the account in the sand. V'gadol hu v'roi l'yeshiva. It is very large and it's fit for sitting. V'kamash malon de'ein makpidim al mishe yeshav alav. So it's about the fact that people are not going to be particular. Someone may sit on it. Although you'll say, I can't do the work when someone's sitting on it. Okay, if someone sits on it for a while, then you write down the account, whatever you need to do in the sand. When someone gets up, that is a chiddush. And then we mention in our shir the mita. So what's the chiddush? So he says, v'kamash malon dizagogim makpidim al yeshivasa. Maybe I would have thought, okay, it's used to display glass, but if there's no glass on it, maybe we won't be makpid that people will sit on it. So the answer is no. People are not going to sit on the mita that's usually used to display the glass, because then maybe it's usually used for that purpose, and that I would not. That I would not have known. And Bishel Sarogim Einu Mimash Mishvei Adam. What about the one that's used for weaving? So that bed as well. V'lo ha'idu yodim mizeh. I would not have known that type of kli at all. We didn't learn that type of kli in the first 23 prakim. So that is a chiddush as well.